magnification, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see Christ's holy image reflected. Vision, Savior, I pray, let me see only Jesus today. Fill all my vision, Savior, I pray, let me see only Jesus today. When through the valley thou leadest me, give me thy glory and beauty to see. Fill all my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see thy holy image reflected in me. Oh, hallelujah, 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 oh Jesus, we want to focus on you, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 oh Jesus. Hallelujah. That seems to be the theme this afternoon. Focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. He is able. Hallelujah. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Eddie, could I just say one more thing?
No.
there's one thing I wrote that I think I need to say for husbands and wives. My wife has known my conflict in this last year. And again, I tried as best I possibly could to walk in the victory. But after the Lord had spoken here, I had to call my wife. And it was about 10:30. And I know that on every night, I don't bother her at 10:30. But I just left here, and I just knew that I had to tell her of the victory that I came to in my life. And I just shared with her, and I couldn't help but cry. Jesus. And so I was just thinking about that. Sometimes we need to wash our spouse's feet. Sometimes it might be just the tears that we have. And I was crying tears of victory. But I just forget, I want to speak to husbands and wives. Sometimes you just need to wash each other's feet. And as a man, not to be so proud that you can't do that.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
All right.
Praise. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we're certainly very thankful for what we've heard this afternoon, thankful for what the Lord has been doing for you. Praise the Lord. We can tell that the word that you've shared comes from a real deep experience. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm impressed with Brother Wade's memory of the things that happened down in Natick in 1970. Did you say one or two?
71.
That would be 40 years ago.
Yes.
Wow. And I'm sure since he remembered that one, he could have remembered probably other things that weren't so kind to me. So that's the love of the Lord in your heart.
There was one fellow that was there, whose sister's here, David Jenna. He was in our group that year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, remembering well. Good. But I'm impressed that you remember such a positive thing as to remember. And, well, maybe you just were kind enough not to say the other things.
Yeah, it was good.
We were talking about the love that God wants us to have. Jesus said that we should love one another. I saw that demonstrated in the memory that Brother Wade chose to share. And I tried to quote something from John Stott twice regarding this love. If you were here, you'll remember that this word just slipped me. And I couldn't find it in the things I had scribbled down, so I just was going to, put it aside for this time. But I made one last effort and typed it into the search engine, the part of it that I could remember, and I found that some other pastor had quoted it. He did not attribute it, but he had quoted it as a sermon. Part of a sermon was there, and it said that the love, you know, that God wants us to have in our hearts, His love. That love is not the victim, there's my word, not the victim of our emotions, but the servant of our wills. And God will help us put our will on His side and determine to please Him and to love as Jesus loved. Well, let's sing deeper and deeper into the love of Jesus. Deeper and deeper I go. Oh, into the heart of Jesus, it says. 3, 2, 4. 3, 2, 4. This song came to me as you were speaking, Brother Wade. Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, seeking to know the reason why He should love me so, why He should stoop to lift me up from the miry clay, saving my soul, making me whole, though I had wandered away. Into the will of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, praying for grace to follow, seeking His way to know, bowing in full surrender, low at His blessed feet, bidding Him take, break me and make, till I am molded and meet. Into the cross of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, following through the garden, facing the dreaded foe, drinking the cup of sorrow, sobbing with broken heart. Oh, Savior, help, dear Savior, help, grace for my weakness impart. Let's stand on the last two verses, those who'd like to come. Into the joy of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, rising with soul and rapture, far from the world below. Joy in the place of sorrow, peace in the this theme you've set before us this afternoon. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Sometimes when you read something, it just grabs you. And I remember years ago reading in one of the writings of Alexander White that God had made us human beings with an inner eye. That's a wonderful thing that we have. And he created us with that inner eye so that we might behold his Son with that eye. How many of those inner eyes are spiritually blinded? Thank you, Lord, for sight. Now we pray that you will clarify our vision, focus our attention on you, and fill all our vision, Lord. And I remember this afternoon, Sister Elizabeth Lindau, from the Taiwan work with Sister Pearl Young. She used to pray in the meetings, help us to keep our eyes riveted upon you, she used to say. Riveted upon you. Well, that would hold them there, wouldn't it? Hold them right there where they belong. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. We pray that you will help us to see you more clearly. Yes. Clarify the vision of our inner eye Thank you for giving us an eye, creating an eye so that we could behold your Son and filling us with light that we might see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit to make Jesus real, that we might see you and find you precious and great. Oh, Jesus, lover of our souls, help us to see you and keep our eyes upon you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now some will want to sit or kneel or stay or go. Let us remember, maybe somebody needs to take a little walk in this warm room a while, fill your lungs with some fresh air, whatever. But let's keep this place quiet for those who want to wait before God and its environs too. If we need to speak to each other, let's either keep it real low or do it outside. And the Lord will continue his gracious work in all of our hearts and in our midst. How we thank him. Hallelujah. Wonderful to be here with you in his presence. I thank him. I rejoice. Today we're coming to him and drawing water out of the wells of salvation with joy and receiving out of his fullness grace upon grace. Hallelujah. So let's keep our hearts wide open. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.